Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Pazzelli from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk about 28 Times Cinema, that is a project fostered by the European Parliament, thanks to which 28 cinema lovers are selected to be part of the jury of Le Giornate degli Autori. Today I'm in company of Diego, who comes from Cyprus, correct?
Ciao. Sì, ciao.
Welcome.
Da Cipro.
Ciao Diego, benvenuto a Fred, but let's go
Keep
on
English.
In English, yeah. The first question is how did you find out about this project?
Well, I have a friend who actually was a Cypriot participant 6 years ago.
Oh.
In the third edition, early days. Hi, Kiriako. I actually met him at the Cyprus Film Days about 6 or 7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we've kept in touch, so that's how I know about it.
Oh, okay. And what was your reaction when you got to know that you were selected?
Well, I was instantly overwhelmed, and it's no exaggeration to say I kind of teared up. Definitely.
Yeah.
It was a moment I'd been waiting for a long time.
Yeah, okay. And how would you describe your cinema background? I mean, are you just a cinephile, or do you have the chance to study cinema-related disciplines somewhere?
I've never officially studied cinema, but at UCL in London, where I did my master's, we have a terrific film society.
Yeah.
And I got a chance to be on set many, many times in the past 2 years. And it's been an incredible experience for me. One of the best creative experiences I've ever had. And that's how I keep involved.
Yeah, and University College London is also a very, famous university also for cinema accessibility.
For sure.
So translation, audio descriptions, and so on. Did you have the chance to attend the workshop during these days, or you didn't start yet?
You mean on subtitling?
Yeah.
I was actually part of a different workshop group. I was... in the one from Europa Cinemas,
okay.
on cinema goers.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually part of a different workshop group. I went to the one given by Europa Cinemas,
mm-hmm.
on how to approach young cinema goers and create an active audience that participates in local cinema communities.
That's interesting.
Very. It was incredibly eye-opening.
Yeah. And, from the notes I read on the internet, you would like to live in Dario Argento's Suspiria. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that's what I spontaneously said.
So, this year, Luca Guadagnino presented a remake of Dario Argento's movie with Dakota Johnson and Tilda Swinton.
Yes.
Did you have the chance to see it?
Unfortunately, I didn't. The Giornate program was quite packed. And
oh my God, okay, okay.
I know.
Well, you must go when it will be out.
Yes.
To end the interview, I'll ask you to summarize your Venice experience in a few days, but in your own language this time.
Okay. Το φεστιβάλ εδώ στη Βενετία ήταν μια απίστευτη εμπειρία. Γνώρισα πάρα πολύ κόσμο που μοιράζεται το ίδιο πάθος με μένα για το σινεμά. Και θεωρώ ότι η Κύπρος είναι μια χώρα που θα μπορούσε να κάνει πολλά μεγάλες αλλαγές στο πώς προσεγγίζει το σινεμά και στο τι εμπειρίες προσφέρει στο κοινό του. Ο κόσμος έχει ανάγκη που ταινίες που να προκαλούν παραπάνω διάλογο και όχι τα συνηθισμένα πράγματα που βλέπουμε κάθε μέρα. Ο κόσμος έχει παραπάνω ανάγκη που ταινίες... Πιστεύω ότι το κοινό της Κύπρου ζητά και θα επωφελείτουν που μια πιο ενδιαφέρουσα επιλογή ταινιών, την οποία τα σινεμά σήμερα θεωρώ ότι δεν υποστηρίζουν. Και να ήθελα όποιος το ακούει τούτον να βοηθήσει με όποιον τρόπο μπορεί για να βελτιωθεί η κατάσταση.
Thank you so much, Diego. Grazie. And I hope you will enjoy the next remaining days here in Venice. And this is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.